president of Campus Faculty Association, CFA. And I think we still face on this campus, although we've made enormous strides, very much due to our faculty senate, our administrators, and the board, we still face a little bit the legacy of our former president, Michael Hogan, in one particular regard. I once wrote to President Hogan to ask him why faculty did not serve as a source of expertise when he continued to hire external consultants at great expense. Why didn't he turn to faculty? And he wrote to me, he answered me saying, faculty don't have expertise because they're busy with their teaching and research agendas. That is a very close paraphrase. I think there's another group on campus whose expertise could be called upon more, perhaps in informal as well as formal settings, and this group of people are the non-academic staff and the non-academic employees, the members of the people who do maintenance work, food service, clerical work, civil service work for us. I have received innumerable emails from staff in my own departments at 7, 8 o'clock at night. That's their dedication, that's their commitment, that's their hard work. They have the same total commitment that you, all of you, and I have to this, I'm speaking of the Urbana campus, to this amazing institution which we all love and dedicate our lives to. These individuals, non-academic staff, have ideas about how to do things better, how to do things more efficiently, how to make people who have to do with less feel as if they're accomplishing more. And my suggestion is that we try to find ways to listen more to these individuals. They have knowledge, they have experience, they have expertise, and I think they have love for this institution and for all the people they encounter. I think it's important to show them respect, and I think in doing so, we model a relationship of respect for our students who've come here not only to gain expertise in particular fields of knowledge, but who have come here to learn how to be different people than they were when they were in high school. And that's why I think showing non-academic staff respect is important for the well-being of this institution and is crucial for the education that we want to give our students. So I'm just going to close by saying that I urge all of us to close the Michael Hogan chapter and look for expertise and show respect to every single member of this campus community, including the non-academic staff. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. That was a powerful message and resonates with many of us. I'd like to take a moment to announce the schedule for future board meetings. We're scheduled to meet on Thursday, November 8th in Springfield, and on Wednesday and Thursday, January 23rd and 24th in Chicago for a board retreat and then a meeting, and on Thursday, March 7th here in Urbana. I think that's it. So if we get a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Sure there is.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you for coming. Everybody appreciates your presence.
I think we should double your salary when we finish early.